FM 90.3 WJTL, Becca Shays King. Before that, Toby Mac, The Elements. Good morning, 721.
Your weather forecast, there is a flash flood watch in effect till 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's a flood warning for the Sotera Creek and Harper Tavern through this morning. Clouds and scattered showers today, maybe even some thunderstorms, and those afternoon storms could contain gusty winds and heavy rain, high of 81. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms likely with gusty winds and heavy rain, low down to 65. Friday, our first day of summer, partly sunny, breezy, a pleasant day with a high of 78. Saturday, mostly sunny, 78 for a high. Sunday, mostly sunny, we have a high of 82 expected. Currently, clouds and 72.
Our special guest today is our friend and author, David Moore. David has written a book called The Pride of Central, and David has been a local sports writer for over 20 years. And David, I guess we first met you with your work with Compassion International.
Yes, my wife and I, we both volunteer and sponsor through Compassion International, and we've had the pleasure of being here for several of your Compassion events over the years.
Yeah, you've come and taken phone calls, and when people have called in to sponsor kids, you've done that for many years, like probably close to 20?
I started volunteering in 2002.
Wow.
So it's 17 years now, yes.
Crazy. So David has written a book. It's called The Pride of Central, and he told us that he got the idea for the book when he was actually watching a game. And then, David, it kind of changed into being an allegory, or at least some biblical characters coming in and took on more significance. Tell us about the themes in your book.
Yes, so it is literally a story following a baseball team through a season. A team that's a good local team wants to make it to the national tournament. Symbolically, the characters are symbolic of people in the New Testament. Most of the events are symbolic of events in the New Testament. But there's also themes that are going on with each of the characters. There's themes about contrasting pride with humility, greed with giving, being willing or unwilling to sacrifice on one level or another. One theme that comes up for a couple of the characters is the issue of self-worth and where do we get our value from. And this leads into something we were talking about off the air, one of my favorite chapters in the book. And I don't know if authors are supposed to have favorite chapters in their own book.
I think it's fine, yeah.
But one sequence in the book, there's a player who has a pretty serious girlfriend, and the girlfriend first and then the player later each go through issues of guilt and where does their value come from. Because once they start to feel guilty about whatever it is that they're feeling guilty about, they start to question if they have any value. And they have difficulty forgiving themselves.
Mm.
The girlfriend goes through this process first and is only able to complete this and realize that her worth, her value doesn't change based on what she did when she encounters the character in the story who is symbolic of Jesus. And then my favorite chapter is the chapter where she's able to take her boyfriend, the right fielder on Central's baseball team, and complete this process for him by, in the book, literally taking him by the hand and taking him to the Jesus character. But symbolically, that's kind of the message for all of us, that You're either the person who needs to be taken or you're the person who can take somebody to Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't be the one who does what Jesus does.
Right.
But you can bring someone along or you can go there yourself. And something else we were talking about on the air, what was my goal with this book? My biggest goal is to get this book into the hands of people who need to hear messages like this, but who won't pick up a devotional guide or a study guide.
Right.
But they will pick up a book about a baseball team or a book about fiction in general, and they'll read that, and maybe they'll go,
yeah.
Now I kind of get it that you put it that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. The book is called The Pride of Central. It's available online.
It is available on Amazon in print format and Kindle format on Amazon.com.
And yes. Tomorrow you're going to be over at our friends with a book signing. Tell us about that.
I will be at 3J's Coffee Shop in Palmyra starting at 10 a.m. going till 1 p.m. To sign copies of the book.
That's super cool.
Yeah, well, tell everybody at 3J's we said hi. we loved having them here as part of our Kids Cookie Break Fest, too. So, well, this is great. We're proud of you, David, for writing The Pride of Central. We look forward to, you know, maybe more books. Do you have any more ideas?
Not at the moment. This one was pretty consuming, so yeah. no promises. And for anyone out there who is wondering, the story, this book is a standalone. There's not a sequel. When you get to the end, you'll be happy to know where all the characters are at the end.
Oh, there you go.
That's where they should be.
No sequels, no prequels.
No prequels either.
The Pride of Central, available on Amazon. Or tomorrow you could visit David as he's at 3J's Coffee in Palmyra from 10 to 1.
Correct.
Right. And right now we have a chance for you to win one.
Yes, right now I have a fresh copy. David's been kind enough to give us a copy of The Pride of Central, and I'd like to give it to you. Caller number 3, this goes to you, 717-392-3690. Caller number 3, 717-392-FM90, a copy of David's book, The Pride of Central, fresh book, is yours.
David, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for having me.
Got a song for you that you wanted to hear?